flanked by a John Deere tractor sporting the Romney Ryan campaign's trademark red, white, and blue R, Mitt Romney addressed 1,200 people on a cornfield in windy northern Madison County.
You guys are great to be out here on a day like this and this wind. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for joining me today. It's exciting. Thank you, Iowa. What a welcome.
Romney told the crowd President Obama has no plan for rural America or agriculture. Romney brought up what he calls the death tax. It's the estate tax, which is levied on property when it changes hands after the owner dies. He says the president would stop farmers from easily passing their land on to their kids.
You know, he has a plan for the death tax. He's planning on raising the death tax pretty significantly. My own view is we ought to kill the death tax. You paid for that farm once. You shouldn't have to pay for it again.
The Obama camp says they are returning the estate tax to what it was in 2009. But Romney says Obama isn't looking out for farmers. He also brought up recent regulations suggested but not enacted from the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Labor that regulate dust and kids working on the farm. He called the regulatory burdens under President Obama crazy.
You need regulation for markets to work effectively. But I'm going to cut back on regulation. I'm going to put a cap on regulation, and any new major regulation will have to be approved by Congress. I'm not letting the politicians off the hook.
That's something that resonates with voter Lamar Cothey, who was in the crowd. He grew up on a dairy farm and says farmers and ranchers already have a lot on their plate and play a big part in the economy.
Stay out of their way. Regulations, I mean, they regulate, and I don't know where these environmentalists get their ideas from, but it isn't from anything that makes any sense.
But about halfway into Romney's brief 15-minute speech, he covered ground he hadn't trotted on the campaign trail here in Iowa. He brought up personal stories that he says highlight the great qualities in the American spirit, like when he was doing volunteer work for his church and got to know a young teenager who had leukemia. He talked to the boy about what happens after death and helped him write his will. Romney also got a little choked up when remembering a former Navy SEAL who he met at a Christmas party.
You can imagine how I felt when I found out that he was one of the two former Navy SEALs killed in Benghazi on September 11th. And it touched me, obviously, as I recognized this young man that I thought was so impressive had lost his life in the service of his fellow men and women.
Voter Naomi Thomasy was moved by Romney's personal stories.
I think there's a real person in there, and, you know, he tries to be a good politician, but really I think he needs to let his true self come out. He's a very good man.
Thomasy is originally from New Zealand. This is the first election she will vote in. And she says under President Obama, the country is becoming too socialized.
Don't over-support poverty. You've got to support people, but don't give them too much access to money so they don't struggle to get going. I was raised really poor. I came here with nothing to America, and my husband and I, we were both raised very poor, and we've come out of it, you know, through hard work.
Latest Gallup likely voter polls show Romney and President Obama neck and neck, and the former Massachusetts governor showed a sign he's still getting used to it.
When I become president, I will do everything in my power to strengthen once again the American farm, to strengthen the family farm. I'll do everything in my power to strengthen our economy.
And in a state like Iowa, its economy relies so much on the agriculture industry, both candidates might be spending more time on the farm. In Van Meter, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.